this series of pastels mark a rather dramatic shift in Miro's practice up until this point. He later on described them as the first of what he would call his savage paintings. 1934, in particular, is a troubling moment on the European stage. In the months leading up to the making of these works, Adolf Hitler and Benito Mussolini met for the first time. And then in October of this year, there were general strikes in Spain, and also there was violence in Barcelona. And you know from Miro's correspondence that he is keenly aware of the danger of the moment, and that it shocked these creatures into existence. From the start, when Miro talked about them, he would say, these pastels are going to be very, very painted. And what pastel does, it's dry and it's powdery and it's chromatically very vivid. So it is the type of medium that actually can capture and retain light. And as you look at these figures, what you begin to realize is that they strain forward out into our space. There is a very odd relationship between their world and ours. They sort of hover somewhere in between the two with these distended limbs, overinflated genitalia, these acidic hallucinatory colors. It's as though to create monsters that register the anxiety of this particular moment and time. Miro plays with this fine balance of things being humorous yet horrifying, that are kind of seductive and luscious, but then they're really kind of scary and repellent. What could be more antithetical to the classicizing ideals that were embraced by the various fascist parties than bodies that were swollen or distorted or grotesque?
The flocked paper that you see is made by applying an adhesive or a paint to an artist's paper, and then while it is still wet, essentially creating a cloud of dust of some material. It might be paper fibers. In some cases, it's been analyzed that, in fact, it's a wool. In other cases, it's something even coarser than that, where it is almost like a fine sawdust. This cloud of material will settle down onto the wet adhesive paper, and it will then be allowed to dry. And then Miro will begin to draw with pastel on that in an effort to create some contrasting texture. And in the case of Opera Singer, the fibers are almost wood-like. They are like a fine, almost sawdust. And so as he drags the pastel across these fibers, it is very much caught by them and held in place. In some of these works, Miro begins to remove some of that flocking material and reveals the somewhat smoother paper underneath.